Blog Talk Radio.
My darling, I came from a far country, searching to find that one person that would heal my wounds from the war that I've endured. I was like a wounded lion in a great field of despair, but you found me. I saw you when you came on your chariot with your servants, with your mighty men of war, and your great council. As I looked over, as I lay there dripping in blood, you came over. As your men stood by and your servants watched, wondering why would you pause a great journey that you were on? Why would you stop and see about this man, this lion that was wounded?
Grateful that I saw a lamb and I had the resources to come and aid. But only when I got there did I see that this lamb is a great lion. And the strength that I saw, even though he was wounded, there was such strength in his face, such magnitude and prestige upon who he is. I looked upon this king and picked him up, looked into his face and longingly and lovingly. I'll help you in this walk. Where are we going? I'll follow. I'll leave my chariot. I'll leave my kingdom. Kingdom is nothing if there's not a king there to serve. How do I serve this king? Lovingly, compassionately, with great honor. So I am grateful that now you, who were once laying in despair, are now strong and walking in great vigor, great prestige and honor. And the weight of the glory comes from you. Teach your people, lead the people into all of the gratitude that you have towards your Maker. I love you.
I love you too. I wonder, my queen, my dove, what was I thinking or dreaming or had visions about when the great God created you? Where were my thoughts? What was in my subconscious and my conscious mind? And then all of a sudden I awakened out of a deep slumber, a deep sleep, and I saw you. My womb has came alive. Woman, I said. Woman, I said. Woman, my great helper, you are such a help to me, likened unto the Holy Spirit that comes to help us when I am despaired about life's complex situations. I look upon thee and I see a beauty that is not just one dimensional, but I see three dimensions of love. My dear, I found favor in you. What is marriage without your favor, my queen? I praise you for simply being you.
And I honor you for being you. It is good to be with you. It is easy to be with you. You are a delight. As I delight myself in God, He gives me the desires of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. Thankful that you are here. Thankful that you share. Thankful, my King, that you're always and forever being you, the man of God. The man that makes the woman who I am. Thankful that you are the man of God who leads the people to who they are. Thankful I am, oh man.
Oh man, oh husband, remember her. Remember, she is your womb. And when you touch her, remember, she is your womb. When you hold her and when you kiss her lips softly and gently, remember, she is your womb. When you care for her, adore her, look at her, the makings of your womb. For I love thee, my love. I know myself through my love for thee. The church has a new meaning since I found thee. Out of you comes many nations, many valleys, many mountains. For the whole earth reveals the woman. From the buds on the tree, to the sounds in the forest, to the light that shines by day and light that shines by night, to the seasons, to every rain that drops, from the seas to the mountains, to the galaxies afar. Woman, my queen, I love thee more than I've ever loved anyone.
Well, Drake, you're on in five.
Girl, I'm coming.
Five, four, three,
put my shoes on.
Two, one. Shelter.
Show me. rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more.
To talk to you about Satan and how Satan uses lies. Lies are his greatest weapon. You know, most Christians cannot understand Satan, let alone what he does. You know, most Christians think that the devil made me do it, or the devil is fighting me, and they give all of these excuses for Satan. But let me tell you, there is only one word that describes Satan, and that is liar. Yes, that's right, liar. He is the father of lies. Through his lying spirits, pours lies persistently on the believer all day long. Lies into his thoughts about himself, his feelings, his condition, his environment, everything in himself and around him. About others with whom he is in contact. Lies about the past, lies about the future, lies about God, magnifying his power and his authority through lies. You see, Satan gets his authority only through lies. Why do you think the tabloid business is worth millions and the news media worth millions and I dare even say billions? Why do you think it only takes a person to say or to accuse a politician? Why do you think lies are so prevalent in society? I mean, everything is built on lies in man's system. Santa Claus, lies. I mean, if Santa Claus was real, well, why don't he say about the babies in Africa that's starving, the children in America that's starving? If Santa Claus was real, why don't he see about the crying? Why don't he stop crying? But no, we're going to stick him on one day, coming down chimneys and giving people presents. And people believe that. You know, we teach our children, we don't teach them to look down on any other child. And we celebrate and we give gifts, but we don't teach them about Santa Claus. That word is too close to Satan. So we must understand that all of these lies and fables and stories, and it's Satan magnifying his kingdom, and the way he does it is through lies. Lies about freedom. You know, we have to understand that Satan uses lies. Lies about salvation, lies about the Bible, lies about God. Lies. This is how he gets his power and authority through the people of God. He pours out lies, magnifying his power and his authority. The scripture says that Satan is the father of lies. The believer must fight with the weapons of God's truth. The only way you can defeat lies is with truth. Okay? Truth about facts. Truth about circumstances. And we have to learn how to refuse all lies and the liar himself, which is Satan. We can have victory over Satan. And from now on, when you hear the word Satan, think lies. Satan is a liar. Okay? So this is how we can have victory over this false angel of light. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. In other words, there are people who have called themselves to the office of an apostle when Christ never did. Paul said in one of his writings, he said, I am set forth for the defense of the gospel. You have to understand, Satan's greatest weapon is a lie. He's the father of lies. And if you're in the lying business, you're hired by Satan. In other words, you work for Satan. You got folk on your job, develop a lie, invent a lie. You got people in churches that will invent lies. Understand this, that if you are in the lying business and you spend your time telling lies, then you are an employee of Satan. Let me ask you a question. Is it God or Satan hindering a believer by circumstances or sickness? From now on, when you hear the word Satan, think lies. Satan is a liar. Okay? So this is how we can have victory over this false angel of light.
Sometimes in rain, in the midst of your parade, then the hard times come. After you had a great day, for with every test, there's a time and a season, and with every trial, perfect reason. Sometimes you're hurting, there's a pain deep within. Seems like the more you pray, that thing just won't ever end. No, just have faith in your heart. When you're weak, say I'm strong. But this is a part of life's journey. Keep the faith and press on. Thank you.
Give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I hear somebody say, I pick long money. But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, do you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul? I start to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. God may want you to live to become 140. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I've sensed the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
I feel it in my left toe. Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked the lady one time, I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month. Because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. Katrina, are you enjoying yourself, my queen, my love, my baby, my stocking free?
Yes, I am enjoying myself, handsome. You are so funny. This has been such an awesome show. The people of God, I know they're blessed as I am. This has been extraordinary. The Rod Father. It's coming to stores near you, platforms near you, stages near you. Look out for it. The Rod Father is on the rise.
Baby girl, I'm done.
Jesus said to Peter, go get that fish.
Yes.
Hello, fish.
Hallelujah.
Hello, fish.
Yes,
he said,
yes,
go get that
yes,
fish. And I prophesy fish is not just for eating. Fish is a symbol of a miracle.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times if a woman is pregnant, she'll dream about fishes. Y'all shout
That's
to me right,
right
now. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
And I guarantee Amen. You that when Peter went and opened that mouth
mm-hmm.
of the fish,
yes.
money was in there. Somebody's about to open something, and yes. I prophesy money.
Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time. He told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Now shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout, Penitent. Shout, hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? Woo! Now I'm to him. Him. Everybody say him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say, at God's word. He said, at my word. Some of you want to speak to the mountain. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, may come by hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost only responds to the hearing of the word of God. And just as you speak in tongues, you are doing the speaking. Some of you, God said, I don't have to say God said, thus saith the Lord, I said it. Somebody shout. That's not me taking glory. That's God getting the glory out of a vessel that's sold out to him. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What is this talking about in Ephesians 3 and 20? According to the power that works in you. It's talking about according to the power of death or life. Now notice Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whosoever loveth it will eat the fruit thereof. Love what? The fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it, is in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time. And then act safe. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil, and you act saved. You shall save. You
give like you say. I'm just loving you. Receive it. And if you notice in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the two gifts that it starts with, the first gift mentioned is the word of wisdom. Everybody say word. The second supernatural manifestation is the word of knowledge. Not wisdom, not knowledge, but the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. The word. Everybody say word. God can only do whatever you ask or think. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all not be praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. But God will deal with a fool. It don't mean you spiritual. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listed. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness? Witchcraft in the mouth. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in ask? Say it. What's the first letter in seek? Say it. What's the first letter in knock? Pronounce it. Shout.
Oh, will do everything I can, baby.
Roderick Owensby, I thank God for what you are about to hear and experience on this CD. Years ago, beloved, God dropped in my spirit that many of his people were not receiving immediate answers to their prayers. Well, get ready and open your spirits wide, because God has given me a revelation to give you how to receive answers to your prayers in the now. Tangible miracles. As soon as you speak a word, God will give you answers. So get ready and enjoy this message entitled Divine Order of Speaking. God bless you. The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18:1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. He said in Mark 11:24. God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah 50:4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. The divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith, for some of you people trying to get more faith, let me help you. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, I'm going to look at something. Everybody like this verse. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. According to the what? That what? Now listen, kings, priests, listen to me. God can only do for you. God works for you when you learn how to talk. God never works for anybody that doesn't know how to talk. Too many of God's people don't understand why the New Testament gift of speaking in tongues was given to the New Testament church.
You think it was just for Rababayana Roshita Ta Car Grobo Boat? You think God was teaching you some grammar or something? Don't try to figure me out. Are you getting this? The word of God said in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, I'll pray in the spirit and I'll pray with understanding. You that pray in the spirit, the only reason God gave you the gift to pray in the spirit, so that he can give you some understanding through the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that the spirit can tame your tongue. He can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. Nobody ever asks anything without thinking first. Now this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong. So your asking is off. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to listen to me. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Some people speak for God. I speak as God. God don't need me to speak for him. God needs me to speak as him. Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time he told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Now shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout in it. Shout hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. My God, I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? Woo! Now to him. Him. Everybody say him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. Let me tell you something. Elijah had a word from God. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say at God's word. He said at my word. Some of you, you want to speak to the mountain. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost only responds to the hearing of the word of God. And just as you speak in tongues, you are doing the speaking. Elijah said, at my word. He didn't say God's word. Some of you, God said, God said. I don't have to say God said, thus said the Lord. I said it. Somebody shout. That's not me taking glory. That's God getting the glory out of a vessel that's sold out to him. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What is this talking about? Ephesians 3 and 20. According to the power that works in you. It's talking about according to the power of death or life. Now notice Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whosoever loved it will eat the fruit thereof. Love what? The fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it. It's in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time and then act saved. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil and you act saved. You shall save. You give like you save. I'm just loving you. Receive it. Don't get attitude with me because I come find you and embarrass you. And if you notice in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the two gifts that it starts with, the first gift mentioned is the word of wisdom. Everybody say word. The second supernatural manifestation is the word of knowledge. Not wisdom, not knowledge, but the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. The word. Everybody say word. God can only do whatever you ask or think. God cannot go past your asking or your thinking. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all not even praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. But God will deal with a fool. It don't mean you spiritual. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listed. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they would increase unto more ungodliness? One thing I hate is gossipers. Witchcraft in the mouth. Gossip about God's prophets. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in Seek? Say it. What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it. Shout. God responded to Elijah because Elijah had the divine ability and the divine order of speaking. He knew how to talk to get God to move. Y'all say amen. I couldn't just go to daddy any kind of way. Y'all say amen. Come on. Elijah, his faith. He didn't have enough sense to know whether fire was coming down when those 300 men came after him. And the first 200 was smitten by the fire of God. But the man was bold enough to say, if I,
okay, God,
here we go. Be a man of God, let fire come down. Elijah, come on. Bring him on, baby. What is faith? Faith is chance.
No, brother, faith is believing.
Okay, okay. I pray for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. I said, whoa. I know some of y'all know you got it. See, but see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said trust him, that means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what was going to happen. They had faith. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich because they got more faith. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God. God never says anything that doesn't happen.
I know that your spirit is stirred up by listening to this word given to me by the Spirit of God. Listen, I want to take this opportunity to pray for anyone that's listening to this CD. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I accept your blood as an atonement for my salvation. Father, forgive me for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me and rose again for my salvation. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved right now. And I want you to say this with me. Father, I receive the Holy Spirit as my comforter right now by faith in Jesus' name. God bless you. And may the Spirit of the Lord continue to move in your mouth as you receive answers to your prayers.
This is Club Virtue exclusive. I want all my V-dubs and my fitted sensations report to the dance floor.
Uh-uh.
Jesus said to Peter, go get that fish.
Yes.
Hello, fish.
Hallelujah.
Hello, fish.
Yes,
he said,
yes,
go
he
get
did.
That
yes,
fish. And I prophesy fish is not just for eating. Fish is a symbol of a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
You know, a lot of time, if a woman is pregnant, she'll dream about fishes. Y'all shout
That's
to me right now.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
And I guarantee Amen. You that when Peter went and opened that mouth
mm-hmm.
of the fish,
yes.
money was in there. Somebody's about to open something, and I prophesy money.